Good morning. Yesterday, I had a day. I allowed somebody to overstep their boundaries in my life, and it left me an emotional wreck, pretty much. I feel like I lost control of myself. I feel like they had power over me. I felt like any second I could just break down and cry, and I just felt hurt. I watched this TikTok video, you know, because everything is about TikTok now, and I just love it. It's like my guilty pleasure. It brings me joy, happiness, sadness, tears. Puts me in reality checks. It puts me in spaces where I could overthink, stop my overthinking. It could do anything to me. And that's my problem, is that I don't have control over my emotions. And I said that out loud yesterday. And now I wake up the next morning from a sleepless night because my emotions were just all over the place. And when my emotions are all over the place, I pee all night. So I spent my night going back and forth to the bathroom. And that's something that I had never realized before. And I'm like, this good, right? Because I'm realizing my behaviors while I'm going through certain things. And let's not say that I'm growing through. We're going to say growing, because I'm really growing through things, and I need to give myself that pat on the back and say, girl, you got this. You go, girl. Like, you're really doing it. And learning how to control your emotions, girl, I don't know where to start. Let's take think out. I know that it is very possible. And I hear so much about it. Like, once you master your emotions, shit just don't bother you. You able to just be like, fuck it. Moving on. And I want to get to that point. Like, I'm going to get to that point. That is my project with myself right now, is mastering my emotions, not letting what people do dictate my emotions, not allowing what people say and do to me take me to such a low space that I'm no good to myself or anybody else. Because feeling hurt, those hurt people will hurt you, and you got to walk around with that hurt while they sleep good at night. And your ass is getting up, walking to the bathroom 20 times throughout the night, and you didn't get no fucking sleep. So it's about time that we stop letting people, the shit that people do and say to us, fuck with us so bad that we up like that. Because I shouldn't be up like that at night. I should be down, laying down, sunken into my damn comfortable bed and having the best sleep of my life. But no, I was sweating. I was tossing and turning. I was walking my halls back and forth, peeing back and forth, drinking ginger ale, peeing, eating cookies, peeing. It was just a hot ass mess. And no, I do not wish I can redo last night, because I feel like maybe I was just pissing out all the bad shit that was going on in my body. Maybe I was just pissing out all those, you know, tears that I could have cried and I didn't. That shit just came out in the form of urine. Like, I'm looking at it in that way, that I was just pissing all that shit out, that how I was feeling yesterday, and I let it all go. That was my body ridding all the toxic shit that I was feeling the last 2 days. And I do feel better, yes. This morning, I do feel better. I'm sitting on my couch in my beautiful living room with my cup of coffee, and I went through what I'm grateful for. And I just said, I'm grateful for the smell of my coffee being made. I'm grateful for the taste of my coffee. I'm grateful for the sound of my coffee table jazz that I was playing. And I didn't do touch. But right now that I'm sitting here, I'm grateful to be sitting on my couch and being as comfortable as I could possibly be and unfucking bothered. I'm grateful for everything that I go through in this life because I'm starting to actually get something out of it instead of soaking in all those bad emotions that I allow people to push off on me. I'm actually understanding my behaviors behind it too. My patterns. Because it's not always them. It's us too. It's us too allowing so much access into our lives. And then they overstep their boundaries. So we allow it, right? Because we get comfortable. We start wanting more and more and more. You know, even if it's whoever it is, friends, your man, your ex, your mama, your kids, your baby daddy, whoever it is. But we just allow them too much access because we got so comfortable. But let's start taking that shit back. Being nice about it. And saying no. It works. It actually works. It may be bad for them, but it feel good for you because at that point, you got your power back. You're not so fucking emotional and you can see things clearer. So for me, I'm kind. My mom taught me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And kindness always wins with me. Like, I want to be so hard sometimes and just be like, no, I'm not doing that, or fuck him, or fuck this, or fuck that. But that's not who I am, and I don't want to change it to that person. However, I can just say fuck it as kindly as possible. I can't say no as kindly as possible. And I can move on with my life as kindly as possible. You don't have to be mean about things. I saw this video and this girl said, it's all about the way that you say things. You can say the nastiest thing in the most sexiest way and still get your point across. And they hear you better than they would have if you were yelling it out or saying it with a nasty attitude behind it. So it's about time we start standing up for ourselves and saying fuck it as sweetly as possible, being as kind as we possibly can, especially to ourselves first, and check in with your five senses today and see what you're grateful for. This is the calmest I've felt in 2 days. All right, now don't forget to say thank you today. Be grateful and have a wonderful, wonderful day.